everybody, and welcome back to part two. Part two of Do You Know What It Feels Like Loving Someone. It's so catchy. You're crazy. That song is so catchy.
Yeah, I said it's kind of catchy.
That's not what I'm saying, though. I'm saying,
We're saying the same thing.
Anyways, this is part two. Welcome back. We're going to do the second half of the imaginary terrible timeline. But we're going to get started with everybody's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland!
That was
Stunning. Shondaland. Did you catch that?
Oh, you did it.
I did it. I don't remember who put that out there, but that was so funny. So
Katya.
Yeah, today we're living in Shondaland.
Yes, as last week episode, we were debating how the go-to way to spell Sean is. And Katya put in Discord, Sean with the W was from Psych, right?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
And Sean with a U is sheep from Shaun of the Sheep.
And no, did you see that someone had posted a picture of their Spotify chapters?
Oh, no.
And it heard Living in Shondaland as Living in Sean the Land.
Amazing.
Which is very funny because it probably was using AI from to gather information. And
yeah, when we were
clearly
talking
about
Sean.
Yeah.
And then what was the third Sean?
Scene
Bean. Yeah. But they did Scene Aston. But yeah, that was funny. Okay. So Sean the Land, this is an easy one, Carmen. It's two people.
Jason and his wife.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Jason and Elise. I do remember the wife's name too. She's not just a faceless woman.
Carmen hates women.
Okay. I knew that was coming.
So, they were both in Private Practice, actually. Different episodes, but
I feel like I remember her.
Well, she was also in House for a very long time.
Oh, yes. That's why I remember her.
Yeah. And Dudek played Elise. She was in one episode of Private Practice. And Charlie Hofheimer was Jason, and he was in four episodes of Private Practice. So.
Was she also in any other
Friends.
USA Network show?
No, but she was in an episode of Friends.
Okay, maybe that's... I'm remembering her from another show, and I think that Friends makes sense.
Do you remember when Phoebe and Mike break up, but then they get back together in Barbados? And then
kind
when they
of.
Go home, he's like, oh, I have to break up with the girl I've been dating. And her name is Precious.
I don't remember that, actually.
And Phoebe's like, I can't call you that. My name is Precious. I can't call you that.
That's funny.
Also, Lisa Kudrow was recently on Jimmy Fallon, and she was like, Ross and Rachel were not on a break, but it doesn't matter because Ross is a terrible boyfriend. And I was like, correct and true.
Yeah,
I
Ross was a bad boyfriend, and that was a bad storyline, but I do think Ross and Rachel were on a break.
I think even if they are on a break, which I go back and forth about, to be honest, because she says maybe we should take a break and he leaves, which I don't feel like is clarity, but I see if he does in fact believe they are broken up, it's technically not cheating, but it is still horrible that he did that.
Oh, absolutely. On Jennifer Aniston.
Anyways, the Friends podcast.
Actually, before we move away from the topic of Friends, because mm-hmm. Kelsey and I are friends,
so true.
I was reading an article. It was more like a snapshot of a quote than it was an article, but it was basically calling out how the writer's room for Friends was like sometimes super toxic and they would make very inappropriate and sexual jokes about Courteney Cox and Jennifer Aniston all the time. And it's just sad. It's just sad.
I mean, we cannot speak on it from experience. We can only speak on it from what people say, you know,
allegedly.
Publicly.
It's sad.
It seems like there has been a lot of shift in Hollywood on like better treatment of cast members, better treatment of females. Obviously, there's still like a lot to be said for writing for the male gaze, writing for the female gaze, unrealistic body expectations and stuff like that. Like, those things still exist. But I do personally believe things have been shifting and people are fighting for better conditions and representation and things for that. And I hope that they continue to, as people deserve to be in positive work environments.
Correct. Unless you're me and my positive work environment is just Kelsey yelling at me all day.
Well, yeah, but you love that.
It's so true.
Okay, so let's talk about the secondary imaginary storyline where Jason chooses to live. And Christina's like, amazing, let's go celebrate, Owen, and we'll continue to just make this terrible choice to just be having sex all the time, but not like really be in a relationship. And they do that, they have the sex, and then she says, are you sure this is enough? Like, just this? And he's like, I'm positive. I cannot possibly imagine wanting anything else, even though in my core, all I want is more. So they do that, and, you know, Christina's trial continues to go well. She's working with Shane still. He's obviously still very talented. She's, but she's really focused on the trial. And then they get Jason and Elise back in for work with Derek and Callie's trial. But bad news bears, he is not having a good time. He is miserable. And apparently he told Elise that she was the only reason that he chose to live because she was sad that he was going to die when she asked him if he wanted to live, which is an insane thing to say to somebody because of course she would be sad if you died. But she also said, whatever you choose, I'll support you. I love you. I understand. So heinous thing to say heinous. To your spouse slash caregiver.
And on the heels of him, of he's knocked out, unconscious, and she mm-hmm. tells Christina, I know him so well, he's not going to want to live. I'm at peace with that, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Wake him up, yeah.
And then, yeah, wake his ass up so that he can confirm what I just told you.
Because it's true and correct.
And then, yeah, what
and
a
then he,
wild
in a fight,
way to live.
Basically says, that was correct, but I had to stay alive for you because you were going to be sad if I died. Like, using your spouse being sad if you died against them is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
I think you summed it up nicely. Heinous.
Yeah. So he's miserable and she's like, it's bad. But
wait, hold on. There's a scene right before all the sex in the Airstream where they actually show Jackson getting his hand hurt in this one.
That they show that in the first one.
I don't think they do.
They do, though, because you said that to me before I watched it. And so I did, in fact, look out for it. And they do. That is the exact, like, that exact same thing.
Okay.
Like, they probably only filmed it once because they just pocketed it twice.
Then my bad. I truly,
but again,
it was so this, throwaway that I didn't even notice it in the first time.
Well, and
but I caught it in the second.
Like, it's just being weird in this episode. So I feel like it's understandable that you did miss it the first time you watched it. But it is there. So yeah, same thing. His hand is hurt. And so they're like having all the Airstream sex and then they get Jason back in for the trial. He agrees to it. They're like, thanks so much for thinking of me. And Christina's like, I didn't think of you. Well, Callie says, oh, it wasn't Christina. It was Dr. Hunt who suggested you. And Christina's like, that was so nice of you. And he's like, yeah, I'm really nice. And I said, that's not correct. You're actually not nice at all. I don't think you're a good person. So they continue to just do the dumb things. But she's really, you know, locked in on the trial. She's got all these printers going and now Jason's back, but he collapses. He's walking, but he like collapses. His kidneys are failing. It's like a normal complication. And she asks for Christina and Christina's like, I don't have time to hold someone's hand. Which, like, listen, I'll be honest. Not a great look for Christina. But also, I'm a Christina apologist. She is busy. She's trying to save lives.
She's on her way to winning 4 Harper Avery Awards consecutively. She doesn't have time for Jason the paraplegic.
Yeah, well,
or it's, Elise and she, her.
Yeah, it's more of like she's like, I can't like be there for this woman as like a comfort person. Which it's also like it's hard because we see so much more of Christina than like this woman does as in this like scenario, right? Like Christina was very kind and supportive to her the first time they came into the hospital. She saved her husband's life. So she doesn't like have a big picture of who Christina is outside of her own limited experience. But we, the viewers, obviously have like a very clear picture of who Christina is. So I just think it is, it's just worth remembering that Christina does have good bedside manner at times. And that's why this woman wanted to talk to her. Well, but she's also like, he's not my patient anymore. He doesn't need a cardio thing. Like, I'm not of use to this woman, which is also true. Cause if she did go to this woman, she would just be like, I gotta go, which is not comforting. It's not going to be what that woman thinks it's going to be.
It wouldn't be a low stress environment. It'd be Christina looking at her phone and her watch. But I think truly in my heart of the hearts, if there was a cardio issue with that patient, she would slide right back in and she would be very kind, very generous, very comforting, insert synonyms.
Right. So, you know, Owen's like comforting the woman, of course. And then she like makes a move on him. Also, is this before or after Christina tells Owen to get it somewhere else? When he's like, I want more than this. And she's like, I was so clear. Like, I asked you and you said, no, you didn't need more. And he's like, well, I do need more. And she says, get it somewhere else. And I'm like, correct. Literally correct. We've done this so many times. And they like, they're meta about it. Like, they have Meredith and Christina laying in the bed talking, being like, no, Owen and I are really over this time. And they're just like, yeah, how many times have we had this fucking conversation? Like, I get it. You're over. Neat. Actually, can't wait to do this again in like 3 months.
Where, hold on. Let me reference my notes here. So they're having sex in the Airstream. She says, are you okay with this? He says, yes. Lies. Then they aren't okay, and they're arguing. Jackson still has his hurt hand.
Oh, that's right. That's like relatively shortly afterwards.
Yes. And then she says she wants him to get his shit somewhere fucking else. Yes. But then they're still banging, and then they're laying in bed, and Meredith is like, oh, you're really over this time. Okay, well, I'm falling asleep while you're talking to me because I heard the story 1,000 times. Then there's the sensor conversation, and it flashes back again because they're in the Airstream. He says he really says he doesn't want kids, but she tells him, don't give up things for me. And then that's when it flashes back to he falls over. He's using the sensors. He passes out something, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. He looks like RoboCop, but a really bad Timu version of RoboCop. And then Owen doesn't like that Christina is unwilling to be there.
To go comfort the wife.
And he's like, you can't let people down. She's not. She hasn't been with this person. She's not their doctor. Anyways, Owen goes to the wife. And she's like, I'm a nurse, I'm an orderly, I'm a cook, I'm this, you know, caretaker for this person who's a shell of a person now. And then
and hates me and blames me. And
he's like,
is terrible to me.
I totally understand. I am oppressed by my partner named Christina because she doesn't, I'm a nothing to her and all I want are children. And how dare she? So we should kiss for longer than someone who's trying not to kiss should kiss. And then. Yeah. Then he's like, oh, I can't. Ah, oh, that was a mistake. Blah.
But then he goes and gets fucking trashed at Joe's. Yes. And she's like, let's just go home and talk about this. And he's like, we don't have a home. You have a room at Alex's house and I have the trailer and we don't have a home. And then she just like leaves because it's like, what are you going to do? Like have the same conversation for the 800th time in this fucking bar?
Yeah. And also, Bailey has a TV show.
So funny. Such a funny thing to throw into this episode. I'm obsessed with it.
I love it.
So funny. So then, they like break up kind of again. Again, there's no clarity in their relationship ever. And so then that's when she's going to Meredith and Meredith is like falling asleep in the bed and she's like, uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, totally. You're totally broken. I'm so there for you. And we will certainly not be having this conversation again in 2 days.
Well, I think that's the same scene where Meredith and Derek have adopted another child in this timeline.
Yes, yeah.
And then also at the end of that scene, Christina's like, don't let me go back to him. This time it's for good. or it's for his good and mine. Mm-hmm. So that must have
stuck.
And I'm
just like, Christina, I love you so much. But like Meredith is just literally talking about they've adopted another child. She cannot also be like lassoing you in from your sexcapades with Owen.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
So then things continue to be bad for Owen specifically because he sucks.
And Jackson. Jackson's having a rough go in this timeline. In both
really
of these alternate
some
timelines.
In, this, right? Yeah. In both of these timelines. So Owen starts like screaming at Jackson in the hospital being like, you can't operate and you won't admit it and we're not going to let you and blah, blah, blah. Like you're so spoiled and rich and blah, all this stuff. And Christina shows up and she's like, yo, you good? Maybe calm down.
And even Bailey's like, Owen, you're a douche dick cock bag. Like what is happening?
I can't believe I came back from my show and you're being a turd. Like get it together.
You know how many appointment slots and guest appearances I canceled to be here in this moment?
Yeah.
For you to yell at Jackson?
Yeah. And so then Christina's like doing a surgery and she steps away. It's like a very rare surgery and Steph has paged her. And she's like, what could you possibly need that you would pull me out of this surgery? And Steph's like, Dr. Hunt is here and he was trying to like be a doctor and I just didn't think it was a great idea because he's yet again trashed but like he came in for his shift and he was like ready to slice people open just fully wasted like can't even stand up. And so they're talking and Christina's like, what are you doing? Like you can't operate like this, you could kill somebody. And he's like, we should just get married, I love you so much. So it's rough to watch. I don't care for it.
No, not a good look in any capacity. Mm-hmm. No. Very bad.
Yeah. And so he's just like begging her to marry him. And then of course it cuts to like another flash forward and she's in a white dress. So it's like they're misleading you.
They
did you
definitely
think that she was getting married again?
Yes.
Okay.
And
were you livid?
Yes, I was livid. And then did they throw another misdirect at us, or did she get married to Shane in this timeline?
No, no, she did not get married to Shane. Shane was introducing her for the Harper Avery.
But like, okay, yes, you're right. That makes more sense. But she was like in the white dress, and then she then Shane walked in. I think he says that she looks beautiful or something. Yeah. And then I thought there was another flashback, and then it goes to her getting
There's
introduced.
There's no flashbacks in the timelines. The timelines are linear.
Yeah. I mistook where the cuts were. It was a lot. It was a lot for me. I was on sensory overload.
And Meredith. Okay, totally. Very valid. This is definitely one of those episodes where, like, if you watch it again, knowing what you're watching, it's a lot easier to keep up with. But so while they're waiting and they're like, oh, he's late, and Meredith's like, I'll call him, do you want me? And they just keep saying him, they don't say Shane, obviously, so they want you to think that she's marrying Owen again. And
she even says something to the effect of, I've been here before, which was I think a callback to the Burke wedding.
No, well, and also Meredith was there when Christina got married to Owen the first time. And so I think it was just like the Owen marriage of it. But also, yes, to your point, the being left at the altar line, she's being wildly chill about. But it was actually in reference to like receiving the Harper Avery, and like she's done it before. Like it's a big deal, but like, is it still a big deal? Because this is her fourth one, blah, 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 whatever. So whilst they're waiting, Meredith's phone keeps going off and they're like getting all these pages. And because Owen was like working and someone came in and the mom, they're like, oh, we need to do a contrast CT. And the mom says to Owen, I have an iodine allergy. Could my daughter also have an iodine allergy? And Owen's like, yeah, we'll check first. And he doesn't actually order it to be checked first. So then this girl crashes in CT because she is allergic to this. And Arizona's big mad. So she calls an emergency board meeting. So Meredith is like getting all these pages actively while Christina's supposed to be getting the Harper Avery. So again, she leaves to come to this emergency board meeting, and they have April there, and they're like, do you like we value your opinion in this scenario. Like, you're very close. You work with him in the ER still. Like, can he be trusted? And she's like, no, which is, you know, for her to say that is a big deal, because she, I mean, it's really hard for her to say it, but it's very obviously true.
Also, in that scene, can we just call out that they did no physical aging effect to Weber? They just had
Weber. Gave him a cane.
They just gave him a cane and said, sit down over there because you're already old.
Yeah. They were like, and he can have a cane, but he's still a badass.
And hasn't retired.
No, he's still working up a storm. So they are doing a breathalyzer on Owen. Arizona's like, this is not the first time this has happened. I'm so sick of covering for this bullshit. Meredith gets her and she's like, you guys, he's just sitting out there. And they're like, who cares? He's a problem. And so then they ask April and she says no. And Arizona's like, let's fire his ass immediately. And then they're going back and forth on is that the right thing to do? The answer is yes, it is the right thing to do. Maybe also we could call HR. We know they're there.
Yeah, we know they're there now.
Christina gets the Harper Avery and everyone gives that same little, her and Shane both give the same speech of like, oh, it only takes one patient to, to change everything and change color, the way you look at the whole world and all this stuff. And they're talking about it's patients in this trial, but ultimately it was Jason, all this stuff. And it's, And then it's just, that's it. Then it cuts back to real time. Jason says he doesn't want to live. She's looking at Owen. She turns around. She sees Jackson. She's like, yo, watch your hand there. Don't let it get smushed.
He's like, oh, yeah, thanks, dude. That's crazy. My hand could have got smushed.
I could have just ruined my entire career in this 1 5-second moment. And then Meredith comes over and is like, hey, can I ask you a question? And Christina's like, yeah, 1 second. And then Owen gets on the elevator. Thank God. And so Christina's like, yeah, what's up? So that's the episode.
What a doozy.
It's again, I think a lot of the acting and writing is well done, but I think it's not super clear again with the lack of explanation, I guess, of what you're seeing on an audience standpoint. And so it's just kind of hard to keep track of. And then again, I just have to say, I don't know what it is they're trying to get, what they want us to take away from it. At the end of the day, that's where I'm kind of unsure.
Yeah, I'm with you. I really don't know what the takeaway is, other than they're showing us that they can't be together. That was kind of my personal takeaway on this. But yeah, it's interesting because we go back to the love's not enough. We go back to two people can be meant for each other, but not want the same thing. So they're really not meant for each other.
Yeah.
And then that, that really raises the question of what does meant for each other really mean? Mm-hmm. Or can you be meant for more than one person? There's a lot of relationship what ifs and hypotheticals and very interesting conversations that you could have with this episode. But with the second part here, it's it's just crazy. They try to paint two wildly different journeys.
Mm-hmm.
There's really, at least this journey, they focus more on the relationship between Owen and Christina because there's no kids involved. So it's just them being bad together, which they are.
Established.
Established.
Asked and answered.
I like that they had Meredith in there kind of as that confidant of sure, you're saying this, but I don't know what you want me to do.
She does have with Christina being I need help. We didn't mention that. She's fully please, for the love of God, don't let this happen again. And I'm honestly, same.
Yeah. Also, I hate that Owen is whenever I'm mad and angry about something, I have to just say the meanest shit and then hope people forgive me.
And they always do.
Yeah. But when he goes to Jackson, he's like, you're just a spoiled little rich boy who was gifted a hospital. Like, bro, sit the fuck down.
Like, he's also a talented doctor. Rewrite history.
Yeah. Are we led to believe that he's still the chief of surgery in these flashback timelines? Like, I also don't know where his position in the hospital is going through all of this. Because also, how does the chief of surgery get away with the drinking on the job for so long?
Well, if it's Richard happened multiple times. Do it.
Okay, but did we have he hide
been
it better
here before? Yeah, probably.
So anyways, yeah, it's crazy. I do love that they didn't bring Leah into this episode.
No, but I read, and I did not see this online, I'll search more, but I read that there was a deleted episode, or a deleted scene, rather, where Leah is in here, and they're, like, talking about, like, oh, man, I'm so glad we worked all that stuff out, that crazy stuff with, like, the sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah. So glad. But I don't think Joe was in this episode either.
She was in that one part the first flashback with Theo where she's like, he's fine.
That's right.
So it kind of is like implying that she's gone into peds.
I don't think we called this out. There was a scene in the beginning where Christina like walks into the room when Alex and Meredith are just talking about how Joe doesn't want to get married. And he's like, what am I doing with my life? Like, do we just date for another couple years? And then like, whatever happens, happens. And Meredith said something to the effect of, well, I didn't want to get married and look at me now. And Christina just sits down, says nothing. And then all of a sudden she gets a page and then she leaves.
Yeah. And Meredith is like, I didn't even know, see you there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So in a deleted scene, the residents come back after having taken their boards and they have all passed. Their attendings congratulate them. Stephanie tells April she couldn't have done it without her, and they hug. Leah thanks Callie in Arizona for having put everything behind them and having seen her through the program, but since she is going to Mayo, she takes the opportunity to say she hates them both and tells them to go to hell.
Wait, who said that?
This is a deleted scene. Leah says this.
Oh, Leah says that. Wait, hold on. I was trying to keep up with that. So Steph says to April,
Stephanie tells April she couldn't have done it without her, and they hug.
Okay.
Leah thanks Callie in Arizona for having put everything behind them and for having seen her through the program, but since she's going to Mayo, she takes the opportunity to say she hates them both and tells them to go to hell. She goes inside. Joe says yes to Alex's marriage proposal, with Christina commenting it was about time. Shane tells Christina he turned down Stanford to stay at Gray Sloan to work on the Yang method with her.
Shane tells Christina. Okay, yeah, got it.
So that's a deleted scene, which I will try and find for us on the internet.
I would watch that. That feels like a very fun scene that I would like to see.
Yeah. So that's the only time Leah would be in the episode.
Wow. I also would watch a whole episode that is just the Bailey show.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And just like the inner workings of that program. Like, the behind the scenes of it would be so funny.
Yes. Are there any other topics before? I mean, we probably could do like a break and then do questions and predictions and stuff. Although I don't know that I have many predictions I can make off of this episode because
it's not you really can't.
It's a nothing episode.
Yeah.
But any other thoughts before we do a quick capitalism break?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, then do the thing, capitalism. Do good. Do good work for once, please. And we are back. All right.
We don't have a lot of questions, but is there anything you felt was unrealistic in either of Christina's realities?
I actually think the most unrealistic thing in the realities was her becoming a parent. Because I think that she would have adopted before going through giving birth.
I don't think that's true.
No?
I think there's way more, like, choice. Like, adopting is like, such an active, like, proactive, like, seeking it out choice.
And you think in this timeline, they just, like, they got pregnant and they didn't, like...
No, I think they got pregnant intentionally. I just think there's less time to, like, between... Like, you have sex and then you're pregnant. There's obviously the abortion option, which she has done before, but there's like in an adoption proceeding, there are so many opportunities to be like, never mind, I don't want to do this. And she's, we've seen her have the abortion before. She's been through it. I don't think she's going to do that again because she knows, like, she, the whole thing she's doing is doing this to give this to Owen. And I, so she's, I just don't think she's going to do it again. I mean, like, yes, it's unrealistic in that we know that she's not going to give him this. However, that's the whole point of the alternate reality and the whole point of, like, he's just, like, manipulated and bullied her into this situation. I don't think it's unrealistic. And I am, I'm glad it's not the reality.
Yeah. Then I would say the next most crazy thing is that she has a second kid.
That I agree with. And then also the, like, see-through cell phones that Meredith is using.
Yes. Because that's the future.
Yeah. Because this was 2014. So these are 15-year flash forwards. So we are pretty close to when that would be.
We actually might have see-through cell phones.
Yeah, I actually don't care. If we have those, there's just so many other things we can be focusing on fixing.
Yeah, yeah. There's actually a lot of things that we don't need, really need to fix. We just need to stop. Like, maybe the bombs being used on children. That's like an easy fix.
Maybe, like, most of the people in power.
Yeah.
We could fix that. What choice would you make if you were the patient? Again, I think you said it very well when you said you can't, it cannot, it's not a simple yes or no for us in our current, like, family life situations.
Yeah.
Worth a very, like, long and lengthy conversation, but it's also like, it's a lot to put on your spouse to be like, are you okay with this? Am I being a burden to you? You can, like, to make them tell you that you're, like, a bird. I don't know. It's very, like, complex. Like, psych would need to be involved for me.
Yeah.
We need some mediation and some, like, hand-holding while walking through that.
I think, for me, there's no way that I could articulate fully my thoughts and what I would want. But yeah. Ultimately, I don't know that being just a head is a life to live.
Yeah, but then you still, like, have all of your, like, mental faculties to, like, experience things with your family. Like, the physical aspect of, like, going about it will be, like, different and an adjustment. But it's just, like, you could still be there when your kids get married.
But you have to live your life knowing that you are a burden. You are a
true... Well, you already have to live that way.
Oh. Sick burn. Okay.
I'm sorry. It was just right there. I had to say that really hateful thing. Obviously, that's not the case. And I do wonder, like,
I want you all, if I ever get into a crazy accident and I'm a paraplegic, you all have to reference back to this conversation and you have to say, Kelsey made Carmen paralyzed.
Mm. Whoa.
Whoa. That's the burden you not have to, that's the consequence of your words.
It's obvious, like, I do wonder, because they say he was in a car accident, he was hit from behind, and his car flipped into oncoming traffic, so he's very clearly not at fault, and I do wonder if the insurance, if they got, like, a huge settlement from that accident, because I just don't know how else you live. Like, she can't work, he can't work. Like, that's, to me, honestly, part of what my thought process around it was, but...
If my wife still needed to work to earn an income to support our family, in addition, like, if right now I get into an accident, Jessica is, like, pregnant with IVF, we couldn't live on her salary alone, and I'm a burden, and I'm a potato, I don't know how we live. I don't know what kind of quality of life that is. I get what you're saying, and I do agree about, I would still be able to witness things, and I would be able to,
like, have emotions and feel them and, like, be aware.
Like,
you're not in, like, a lifelong coma. You're not brain dead. That's where it gets difficult, because, right, like, obviously I'm like, if I'm brain dead, unplug me, donate my organs.
Totally.
That, to me, like, that is very black and white. That's an easy for me. Like, it is still sad, obviously, like, it is still a huge loss your family has to go through, but, yeah, like, if I'm writing the living will, that's what I'm putting in it.
Yeah.
But so, like, this is just such, like, it's not the normal, like, black. It's not black and white.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
And that's where I think it is difficult. Like, it, you know, and then we're getting into like the concept of like doctor assisted suicide. Like, honestly, I don't even know if this is like legal in our states.
If yeah, this is, that's would, a good can point.
Be considered doctor assisted suicide. Like, I genuinely don't know. Anyways, so I think the answer is we don't have a fucking clue.
Yeah. What I can tell you is it's not as simple as yes or no it's answers
definitely
only.
Not.
Yeah.
Which choice was Christina going to make before Meredith interrupted her? She was definitely going to go talk to Owen.
She was going to end up fucking him in that moment.
But like, it, in which capacity? The one where she's like, we should just fully be together? Or the one where she's like, let's just go have celebration sex?
I think the, I just saved this person's life and I can't do anything about him choosing to die. Let's go have sad sex. Like, I want to feel good right now. Sex feels good.
But do you think that, so you don't think she would have been fully like, let's just get to be together. Like, why are we wasting our time not being together?
No,
when we clearly
I don't think
know
so.
Why we're wasting our time not being together. Yeah. You shouldn't be together.
The hard part with sex between them two is it's not just sex. It's not like that one guy in Minnesota that was just sex.
Yeah.
With Owen and
there's
Christina,
so much baggage.
It's not
it's
just
like
sex.
Unbearable how much baggage there is.
Yeah.
Why do you think in both realities Jackson had to take an L with the career-ending injury?
Why? Wait, what's the question?
Why in both realities does Jackson have to take an L with the career-ending injury?
Someone had to have some sort of negative thing going on.
Yeah, there
in
had
their
to
life.
Be something else going on because there had to be.
There had to be conflict in a
well,
different
there had to be someone
area.
For Owen to yell at in the second one in front of everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. There was conflict
was
that needed
just
to
for
be
plot.
Had.
There
it was
someone
just
was going to catch a stray. And it and was unfortunately Jackman.
Yeah. Yeah. They couldn't. It couldn't have been Bailey because no one would have been.
Bailey had a show. That's great. Yeah. Also, she's very busy directing this episode.
Very busy. Very busy. That's probably why she gave herself her own TV show.
Yeah. It was just like a little like thing in the background to do. Like, but she's still there. She's still present. But she's not like that's the reason that she's not in the hospital with everyone the whole time. Like it's a perfect like write off moment. Yeah. Again, I think the episode is well written. I think it like does a lot of things well. It shows things in a very interesting way, but like for why? It's well done, but I don't know the point of it.
Yeah.
Other than to be like, again, there's no world where these people together and it's good for everybody. If they're together, one of them will be miserable, even though they want to be together. It's just like, again, love isn't always enough.
Yeah.
It's simply not. So yeah, there's not really any predictions we can make on this one, unfortunately. I mean, you can make an Owen and Christina prediction.
I think that the whole point of this episode was to show that they can't be together, so they won't be together. So
what?
I'm predicting that
what
they will not
the
be
end
together
of last
ever.
Episode. Where did we leave them? I don't even remember.
Let me look at my notes. What even was last episode?
I don't know.
Episode
Something
16.
Else. Something
Weber's
about
birthday.
The hospital. Something about the doctors in the hospital. Derek like takes his work back from the government so that they can keep going, and
all the interns toast
they're
Weber.
Working on Christina's clinical trial.
Nothing with Owen and Christina that I can remember specifically.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, was it the episode where she was making him the dating profile, or was that the episode before?
Yes, that was that. And then at the end at Weber's birthday party, they're like, Owen's like, we should go fuck. And she's like, okay.
You're right. You're right.
Annoying. But
so I'd like to rate this episode.
Okay.
But I have two different ratings.
Okay.
I want to give this episode the official rating of a 4.1.
Okay.
But my rating of
emotional,
I like these kinds of episodes, and I like when Grays does different things. So I feel like this episode in effort is a 5.
Interesting.
In execution is a 4.1.
Like in the Grays, like in the timeline of the season, what it is bringing, you're giving it a 4. But overall, because it's something different and they do it well, it's a 5.
Yes.
I see what you're saying. I do agree. I like something different. I wouldn't give it a 5 because I think the setup for me isn't there enough. Like the pre-explanation.
Actually, yeah. 4.9 because of that. 4.9
because of that. And I think, like, again, me watching it, knowing what it is, I could even see, like, yeah, this would be really jarring, like, for you. And when you texted me immediately and you're like, what's happening? I was like, oh, it must be that weird ass episode.
Again, that's the one.
I have, like, no, I really don't mind it. And I feel like I'm saying the same thing. I'm like, it's done well, except that's what it's missing for me is, like, the explanation of this isn't imaginary. And, like, I think they're just thinking, oh, we'll just do a flash forward and mention, like, oh, it's been 6 months. Oh, it's been 2 years. Oh, it's been 10 years. And that'll be enough to get the audience there. I just think it needs a little clearer. Like, even just like when they put words on the screen all the time, 5 months later, 6 months later, whatever, like something like that even makes it clearer. But yeah, I just think I'm with you as like, it's a 4 in the line of the episodes, the season where we're at right now, it's a 4. But yeah, on its own, if you pulled it standout, I would say like 4.8. Again, because it's just missing like the explanation piece to me. And they've done it before where they have set it up really well.
Yeah.
Also, there's no licensed music in this episode. It's only like instrumental background music.
Oh, interesting.
Which I find is, yeah, I think that's an interesting choice.
Never even noticed that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm going to stick to my guns. I really like when shows do different things and take chances. You know what I actually don't like, though? There was a seat like in the show White Collar, where they spent a whole season basically doing a different intro theme song and they went back to the original one because it was so ass. That kind of change I don't like. Don't fuck with an intro music, okay, mm-hmm. folks. Yeah, so fun times. I don't think that this was better than the musical episode. I don't think it was better than the What If episode. I don't think it was better than the news storyline style episode.
The documentary.
Yeah, the documentary. But I liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah. I will say, I want to put this in a poll somewhere. Maybe I'll put it in multiple places. But if we ever finish Grey's Anatomy and we do this exact same setup for another show, we need a poll on whether it should be Psych, Suits, or White Collar. Because those are like your three big ones that I haven't seen.
I think you would probably enjoy Suits the best.
Mm-hmm.
But
Psych would be, I think, the biggest shift because it's like a comedy. And yeah. This is simply not a comedy. Like the other two are dramas. This is a drama.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should poll at some point. Poll the audience and see. You guys let us know. You can write in. We'll probably put a poll on Instagram, maybe also on our Discord.
Yeah.
But yeah. You guys give us opinions on those, between those three. Which would it be?
Actually, just between Psych and Suits. Because actually, I've only seen White Collar all the way through once.
Oh, okay.
I just remember, like,
there is also way more Suits, isn't there?
Hold on a second. I think there's equal number of episodes of Psych and Suits.
Interesting.
How many? And Psych has 2 movies.
Oh.
How many episodes of...
There's 134 episodes of Suits.
There's 120 episodes of Psych, but then two movies.
So it's almost a one-for-one, yeah. Because is Psych 30 minutes or is it 45 minutes?
No, it's a 45-minute. Yeah, they're both 45 minutes. Okay, so
it's probably the same then. Oh, that's so interesting. I thought there were way more seasons of Suits for some reason.
Well, Suits, they ended up like having almost like a reboot season because the princess leaves.
Right.
Which was all for nothing because, you know, she's not even part of the royal family anymore anyways.
Good for her.
Yeah, no, I'm saying they could have just kept doing Suits episodes.
Well, she needed to go save Prince Harry, so
yeah, she's fair.
Done the Lord's work.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think that's it then for this one, guys. Sorry, it's a weird one, but it's a weird one.
Yeah.
I think you guys all know. But we'll be back next week with some regularly scheduled Grey's bullshit.
Nope, not regularly scheduled.
No, we probably won't. It won't be normal. Follow us on Instagram. I have to go out of town for work again, so we are sorting out what our schedule is going to look like. But follow us on Instagram to keep up with those updates, Grey's Academy Pod. And we will have something. We will have some piece of information about what that episode will look like and when it will drop, or if we have to skip next week, which we hopefully won't have to do. But just be on the lookout for that. But then the week after that, regularly scheduled bullshit.
Yes. Yes.
But thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you're sharing, rating, subscribing, rating, reviewing, telling everybody in the world, emailing, following, all of the things. Please, please, please. We are getting so many new listeners and we love it. We love when people find us. So just keep on telling people. We're about to hit the season 22 finale is this week. The day that this airs will be the season 22 finale.
That's crazy.
So you're about to have a little gray-shaped hole in your life. So if you don't want to only rewatch it on Netflix for the 100th time, that's when you make sure you tell people to listen to this podcast. So thank you so much. And just remember, if you see Carmen skipping through the streets...
Yeah, skipping through the streets. Just remember, no spoilies. We appreciate you all so much. We'll see you all in the next one.